through the
hello,
hall.
WHO. Hello? He's at New York. Hello, New York. Hello, New York. Hello? Yes. Hello, WHO. This is your war correspondent, Herb Plambeck, speaking to you from somewhere in Luxembourg after spending most of the day with our doughboys and tankmen in Germany. Any more? Go ahead after a 30-second warning. All right, we'll take it 30 seconds from now. Hello, WHO. This is your war correspondent, Herb Plambeck, speaking to you from somewhere in Luxembourg after spending most of the day with our doughboys and tankmen in Germany. This is my first broadcast from the Third Army Sector, and much as I want to do full justice to the men and boys doing the grim task here, I'm not at all sure I can. Their supreme courage, their dogged determination, their ability to withstand hardships no man should ever be asked to face, and their spirit through it all leave me without adequate expression. Today's trip was to the famous 10th Armored Division, first Third Army unit to blast its way into Germany with a long record of achievement in Nazi territory and in prisoners taken. This is the outfit that took Trier and a little over a week ago, and has been going ever since in mopping up to the north and east of the Moselle. I did not go all the way up to the line of action, but the roar of lumbering tanks, half-tracks, and trucks as they thundered along in endless columns, and the echo of heavy guns firing in the distance keeps ringing in my ears. In making this and subsequent reports, I will not always dwell on the unpleasant. But if I'm to report things as I see them, and pass on to home folks observations made by men here, I'm afraid some time must be given to facing facts. One thing is sure. In the few days I have been here with some of your boys, and in the time I spent in forward areas today, I have failed completely in finding anything glamorous associated with war. In an earlier overseas trip, I had occasion to see extensive aerial damage. But today brought my first view of the indescribable terror and wreckage seen in the wake of modern warfare. In today's case, that damage was inflicted on those who willed total war. Unfortunately, devastation and suffering has similarly been inflicted on lands who want no more of war than you or I. With Private First Class Thomas Womack of near Silex, Missouri, whose folks are regular WHO listeners, we say, none of us back home can ever fully appreciate how fortunate we are to have escaped the devastation seen here. As for the 10th Armored Boys, when I saw them today, many had just come off the line or had been out of action less than a day. Their weariness, the mud and dirt and grease on their clothes and boots, the week's growth of beard, bullet holes in some of their equipment, and activity around hospital areas completely denied any glory to war. Sometimes, when men have been fighting for days in the mire and grind, have seen their buddies taken, have themselves had close calls, it would seem it would be too much. There's no denying it's rough, especially when they lose a pal. But somehow they manage to keep up their spirit and even add a touch of good old-fashioned humor to an otherwise drab existence now and then. Like the GI I saw today coming out of a wrecked German building wearing the Burgermeister's stiff hat. Quite a contrast to his own unkempt ODs. and like another lad who came down the street twirling a fine cane and puffing away on a long meerschaum. I don't know how they do it, but those men of ours prove they're made of the real stuff, like Private Jerome Halder of Pocahontas, Iowa, whose wife and two sons and parents live on a farm near Ruthven. Private Halder has had two tanks shot out from around him, admits he was plenty scared, but hasn't received a scratch. Jerry says it isn't as bad as you might think, and adds, thinking about the boys and the other folks at home and making plans to be with them before too long, keep him going. And then there's Sergeant Wesley Keyes, whose wife and parents now live in St. Paul, with 2.5 years of service and a certificate of merit for tireless work. And the same is true of Private First Class Glenn Lorenz, Independence, Iowa, also with the 10th Armored, who has been in numerous actions, including a hot bridge crossing at Sarburg. It was Private Lorenz's birthday, and he said he knew a lot of better places to celebrate than here. But in spite of a 10-day stretch with little sleep, he could still grin rather broadly and worry a little about how things were at home. In later reports, broadcast or cabled from here, I expect to have more emphasis on the boys rather than on my own observations. But for now, this is Herb Klanbeck in the 3rd Army area, returning you to Des Moines.
Yes, I'll be QB. Okay, we'll stand by. Hello, WQB. Oh, hello, Ken. How are you? Ken, we have Bryson coming up in about